Welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia. Purpose to update the church with current news and events that are happening within the ministry of our church. I'm your host, Troy Cash, and today with me to talk about our women's ministry, I have Mary Louise Bowers. Mary Louise, how are you?
Doing great, Troy. How are you?
I'm good as well. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and to talk a little bit about what all is going on in the women's ministry.
Always glad to be at the podcast table. Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, here recently we've had our Rally Sunday.
Yes.
Everything kind of has just been kicked off in full motion, full swing, and that certainly includes the women's ministry.
That certainly includes women's ministry. I feel like I am running full speed ahead.
I'm sure you are. And as I was looking at our website, you have no shortage of different things that are going on right now.
We got lots going on. Lots for people to get involved with.
Yeah, for sure. So I thought it might be a good idea to read the women's ministry mission statement that's listed on the website, just to give our listeners, to give them a concise statement of what our women's ministry is purposed for. And so the women's ministry mission statement on the website says this: the purpose of women's ministry at First Presbyterian Church is to glorify God. We provide avenues for personal spiritual growth and the development of spiritual gifts, expressing our God-given commission through fellowship, Bible study, encouragement, prayer support, care and assistance in time of need, thus equipping and touching the lives of women who in like manner share the love of Christ with families, the community, and the nation and the world.
I don't know who to give credit to for that statement, but it's beautiful.
It is, and it's all-encompassing.
Yes, and I think it's spot on.
Yeah, certainly. And that's the mission of the body, serving the body, within context
Absolutely.
Of women's ministry. So a few of the things that you guys have going on right now I thought we could touch on. First is the series, the Pursuit of Godliness series. I know that we just finished those up. Maybe you could reflect on that a little bit with us and tell us some things that went well, some things you're excited about, and what you're looking forward to next year.
You know, one of the things that I love about the Pursuit of Godliness series is, for those who don't know, that's a series of meals where we gather together as women to hear from one of our women about the Lord's work in her life. And one of the things that I love about that is just all of our stories are different, but they all involve brokenness. One of my favorite hymn lines is, all the fitness he requires is to feel your need of him, and this he gives you. And certainly life in the world shows us our need, right? Like, I know you know this, Troy, but I'm broken and in desperate need of the saving work of Jesus Christ. And I think that's what we see in these testimonies. It's, I am broken, but he is enough. So it was great. We had Lena Dietrich, Emily Luther, and Emily Metzger, who are in a variety of stages and have a variety of life experiences. But the common theme was, in all, Jesus is good, and he is enough, and he has rescued me. And so our hope in those when we meet together for those meals is that other people would hear that story and that it would resonate. And so if you're a believer and you have been for a long time, perhaps it's an encouragement to you just to reflect on your own story. Mm-hmm. But it's also a great place for our women to bring friends or neighbors or colleagues who perhaps haven't heard the gospel clearly. And we hope that they hear the good work of our Lord in those times. And I think we experienced that this summer. One of my favorite things that we do, and I had a number of women who said, because this was my first summer as director of women's ministry, and so this is a carried over program from years past. And
sure.
I had a number of women who said, thank you so much for keeping these around. And of course, we hope to have many more summers of Pursuit of Godliness.
Yeah, the gospel is personal, right? And so what a interpersonal way to, and vulnerable way to really let our guards down, share our personal story of how God has worked and redeemed us from our sin and ourselves. And that's wonderful. And thank the Lord he's placed so many women who are willing to do that.
Certainly.
So we also have a big program that's coming up soon called the Foundry, which is a one-on-one discipleship program. Would you talk a little bit about the Foundry?
Absolutely. So the Foundry is, like you said, our one-on-one discipleship program. There's a men's Foundry and a women's Foundry. Men have their own registration. Women have their own registration. But we are trying to collaborate more this year.
Yeah.
So the way it works with women specifically is if you are interested in being paired up with someone who is more seasoned, I liked Brian Bolt's explanation of that, somebody who's more seasoned than you are in the faith, then you can get on our website, on the app, and register. I think actually it's firstpresscolumbia.org/womensfoundry. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and register. If you are interested, if you think you are more seasoned, or perhaps
more seasoned, we mean more seasons of life, not like spices. You're not spicier.
Well, I mean, sometimes our older ladies are spicy. So I don't discount that. But, you know, Troy, that looks different. So I've got women who are in their 20s who are in a great position to mentor a college student.
Yeah.
And then I've got women who are, you know, 70 who are in a great position to mentor ladies who are 50.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't outgrow being mentored. I'm 39. I tell other people who are my age, you are welcome to sign up for the Foundry. Mm-hmm. I think it can be really helpful. I know I'm in the midst of parenting 4 kids, and it's really encouraging to me to talk to women who have survived parenting young children. I mean,
to know there's people out there.
To know that, like... there's a chance my kids can make it to adulthood, and just to know that there is that. It, certainly, you know, it's women supporting women. And so, anyway, all of that to say, I encourage women of all ages who would like to be mentored in some capacity to sign up on our website. Conversely, if you believe the Lord's calling you to serve in this way, please shoot me an email, mlbowers@firstpresscolumbia.org. We are actively recruiting mentors, and sign-ups for the Women's Foundry will close on September 12th.
Okay, September 12th is when they close. And, of course, even if we're not extremely comfortable mentoring someone who might be in a younger season, that's a step of faith, placing our faith in Christ and actually mentoring and seeing our faith strengthened.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is one of, I love this program because it is so explicitly biblically based. I mean, our older women should be training our younger women in righteousness. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage all of our women to pray through serving in this capacity. And I would encourage our younger women, I mean, you know, it's all relative, right? So younger doesn't have to mean like you're 18. But anyone who would enjoy that training in righteousness, that's something that's necessary. You know, one of the things, who was pointing it out to me recently, like, we don't love to be under authority.
Yeah. Well, discipline's painful in the moment, right?
Right. but it is also really good and helpful. And so there's no need for anyone to feel like they're alone on this Christian journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that the Men's Foundry is going through Maturity by Sinclair Ferguson. Do you all have a book that you are going through together as well?
That's a great question. So it's interesting, the differences in men and women, right? Mm-hmm. So some of our women find that doing a book together actually hinders their ability to relate to each other.
Hmm.
So if they spend all their time talking about a book, they don't actually get to know each other.
Right.
Others of our women find that a book is a great vessel for relationship.
Sure.
And so we have, we will certainly be recommending Maturity. I think that's a great choice. And I haven't read it yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it.
Right.
But we also, our women have great freedom and flexibility. And actually, when you're signing up to participate in the Foundry, it's helpful for us if you indicate whether you want to do a book study, because that'll help us pair you with a mentor who has similar interests and values.
Yeah.
But if Maturity isn't the book that you're looking for this year, we also have a list of books that we recommend.
Endless amounts of wonderful.
There's so many
material
to choose from. Troy and I struggled. We did a book club for the ladies over the summer, and I struggled enormously, not because I couldn't find a book that I thought our ladies would want to read, but because it felt like the playoffs, trying to pick up, you know, trying to pick a book like, I think that one's out, but these two are real, like, this is like the championship.
And, we have that conversation in our home all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good things and all a limited amount of time. So we do our best. You know, I haven't read everything, right? But between all of the readers that we have on staff and on session, we do try to compile a good list of recommended resources.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure they do a phenomenal job at that. Well, we've got a couple other things here on the list. Of course, we've got women's small groups that are kicking off. What is the idea of a small group here?
And I might talk about Circle while I talk about small groups, if you don't mind, Troy, because I think these are two opportunities for women to get to know groups of women. So we have small groups this year. If you're new to the church, this is actually brand new for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So what small groups are groups of women who are committed to meet together for 10 weeks. Some meet on campus, some meet off campus, and we will all be going through Courtney Doctor's study from Garden to Glory, a Bible study on the Bible story.
Which looks excellent.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. It is so good. I'm really excited for our women to study that and do think that it will prove fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so our women, these will be groups of women who meet together. They have been assigned to each other. Small groups are kicking off probably right as this podcast launches. But one of our themes in the women's ministry is there's always room for one more.
Sure.
There's always room for one more. So if you're listening to this podcast and you'd like to jump in on our small group ministry, please jump on in. We'd love to have you. There's always room for somebody else at the table. So just reach out and let me know, mlbowers@firstpresscolumbia.org. But these small groups are different than our circle groups. So our circle groups are connected to our denomination, which is the Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church, and our circle groups will be going through a book on Elijah and Elisha this year, along with all of our denominational women.
Yeah,
and they meet once a month, and they'll have a bit of a Bible study with this, you know, based on this Elijah Elisha book. And they'll also meet together to pray and serve a missionary. And they have what they call a circle project, which is, for instance, our young women's circle is paired up with a Moment of Hope, and they often will be found putting together care bags for a Moment of Hope volunteers to give to women who are in crisis pregnancy situations.
Sure. Right.
So circles are broader in scope.
Mm-hmm.
We have 16 circles that meet both at church and around town, serving a variety of different functions. But that is different than our small group Bible studies, who will meet for 10 weeks, really just to dive into the Word and pray together. So circle groups meet September through May every year consistently, and small groups are 10 weeks in the fall, and Lord willing, 10 weeks in the spring.
Yeah, sure. Well, it looks like the last thing I've got, we've got two focused women's Sunday school classes, of course.
Yes.
Of course, women are obviously invited to join any class that we have on Sunday mornings, but these two specifically for women. Would you care to talk about, it looks like, the women's Bible class and then the remnant class?
Sure. I'd love to talk about this. So the women's Bible class is taught by Lisa Higgins. They're studying Providence, specifically going through John Piper's book on Providence.
Wow, that's a big book to go through.
It's a huge book. You do not need the book. You do not have to read the book to go to the class.
Wow,
Lisa's certainly saying if anybody wants the book, great. I mean, Piper is readable.
Oh, yeah.
So
certainly,
even though it's a big book, it is a readable book.
Sure.
Lisa is walking our ladies through a deeper look at God's providence.
Wow.
And so I think it'll probably get a little heady, but really a wonderful way to learn more about our Lord and take a deeper dive into theology.
Mm-hmm.
The remnant class is a great group of women as well. That will be taught by Rosemary Thomas primarily, and they'll be studying the book of Hebrews.
Yeah.
You know, both of these Sunday school classes are great ways, if you're looking to meet with other women and you can't do our midweek stuff, these Sunday school classes are wonderful for that. These ladies pray for each other and really become a community. So I would encourage, if there are ladies who are looking for a Sunday school class, pop in to these classes. Check them out. I feel like they're hidden gems.
Oh, yeah. They've also got listed on here. They're in the education building. If you're not familiar with the campus map, the education building is just off of Jackson Hall, where all of our children's classes are on the bottom floor, third floor up, education building.
Yeah, both those classes are up there.
Yeah.
The other thing, Troy, I want to talk about a couple events we've got coming up. The first is Thanksgiving for Missions on September 21st.
Yeah.
And that'll actually be paired with our Women's Foundry kickoff. So we'll kick off the Foundry that evening around 5:15, pop up to the Warlaw Vestibule, which is just on the third floor of the Education Building. Mm-hmm. If you head upstairs to the third floor, you'll find us. And we'll kick off the Foundry and then head down to eat dinner together, and we'll hear from one of our missionaries, Katie Schuler, about the Lord's work in Japan. So looking forward to that event. Encourage all of our women to participate. We also have a special event coming up in October. We are not having a formal women's conference this fall, as we have done in the past. And so this year, on October 21st, we are still ironing out the details, but we're going to have Kathy Davis talk to us about Jesus as the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
We'll certainly plan to have a meal that night. But anyway, ladies, save the date, because we've got a fun night coming up on October 21st.
October 21st.
You know what's great, Troy? September 21st, October 21st.
Yeah.
Ladies can just mark their calendars. Yeah. If it's the 21st, come on to First Press.
Right. You know something's going on.
Right.
That's certainly a comprehensive list for women's ministry this fall. So you've got your hands full, which is wonderful. We're thankful for you. Last question, just how can the church be praying for you and the women's ministry?
Thank you for asking. I think for me, I would ask for people to pray for my stamina. I certainly feel called to this position, and it is my great joy and delight to serve our women. But I do, like I said earlier, I have a husband and four children, and really want to balance that well. So that's how you can pray for me personally.
Sure.
It's just that I would balance work life and home life well, and that I would have the energy to persevere. For our women, just pray for our women to grow in the Word and grow in relationship with each other. Mm-hmm. There's always a risk whenever you have this may be true with men. Men are not my expertise. When I say I have four children, I really have four daughters.
Right.
And I grew up going to all-girls school for 14 years before college. So, like, I'm a girl's girl.
Right.
So men are not my expertise. But with women, I know for sure that you always run the risk of people feeling left out or there being cliques.
Yeah.
A lot of the reason we're having all these opportunities is so that we can fight that.
Yeah.
We want our women to know each other. We want our women to be part of our First Pres family.
Yeah.
And so I would ask for prayers that women who don't feel like they're a part of things would really press in and make the effort to be a part of things, and that those efforts would be rewarded with deep gospel-centered relationships.
Yeah, that's a good thing to be in prayer for. That's always a challenge, right? It's always a challenge in every season. Well, thank you, Mary Louise, for sharing some of your time, sharing some of your thoughts on women's ministry right now.
Absolutely. It's fun to get to sit here with you, Troy, and reflect on all that we've got going on. And, you know, it kind of takes a minute to get out of the weeds of details of planning things and think, ooh, this really is exciting.
Right.
So,
got
so
a lot
it's fun.
Of fun
yeah, so it's fun for me to come to the table and join you.
Mm. Well, thank you. And thank you for everyone who's listening. Of course, our hope is that you're built up as the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood and to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash, and until then, God bless.